Good morning and welcome to morning two of the 7 day reset. I have a cool, simple question set that I'm going to ask you now. It's three simple questions. So please get out your journal and your pen and answer these questions before we jump into this morning's practice. Question one. What are you feeling most excited about in your life right now? Trust the first answer that comes to you now and let your pen do the talking. What are you feeling most excited about in your life right now? Question two. What is it about that makes you feel excited? What is it about that makes you feel excited? Question three. How does that make you feel? Okay, please place your journal and pen down for now, and I will start this morning's practice. Good morning. It's day two of the 7 day reset. The questions, I hope you enjoyed the questions that I posed for you this morning. I absolutely love them. The first 5 minutes of what goes through your mind when you wake up in the morning is what sets your tone for the day. It sets the tone for your day. So I'll just say that again because it's really, really important. But first of all, I really want to say I hope you had a really good sleep last night. This is a really powerful process. You are restructuring how you are setting up your day, and you're literally upgrading your operating system so that you can think more positively, you can stay calmer, you have more spaciousness, you can access more of your creativity more easily, you can make decisions from a much more resourceful state, space. You can stay in a high vibe energy frequency and increase that every day. It's just so exciting what you are learning to do. And the great thing is, the more you do it, the more your energy frequency increases, the more you let go of things, the more you manifest more easily, which is the whole reason why you're here. So a huge well done, a huge congratulations for being here and showing up for yourself. I know this is earlier than you would probably be up and you wouldn't normally be doing this. This is going to absolutely change your life. And you know, the more full out you play, guess what? There's a saying, isn't there? The more you put in, the more you get out. Well, right now you have committed to yourself at such a level that you are not going to recognize your life in 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 5 years from now, depending on how full out you want to play and how deep you want to go with this, because you just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's just really exciting. So I think that's what must have come up for me this morning, because I hope you love the question that I posed for you. I'm just going to give you a little teaching around that. In the first 5 minutes, when we wake up, what goes through our mind, our self-talk, is the tone for which we set our day. So from now on, I want you to get really aware of what's going through your mind first thing in the first 5 minutes of the morning. The end of day practice, which you did last night, sets you up to wind your mind down and to get you focused in a really positive way and to set your subconscious mind up so that you can get a good sleep. Because let's face it, lots of things happen during the day and a lot of those things are out of our control. What is in our control is how we respond to those things. So you're getting really good at that. And be patient with yourself because you're just starting this process. I've been doing it for about 10 years as of the date of me speaking to you right now in this now moment. So be really gentle. Let's have fun with it. You're learning. okay, so the questions that I asked this morning were, what are you feeling most excited about right now? What is it about that that makes you feel excited? And how does that make you feel? You will have written your answers down by now. And this is just a tip. I would suggest you write that on a piece of paper and have it stuck by your bed or have it stuck in your journal or somewhere that you can see it. Because at any point, if you find yourself in a negative self-talk, which can happen quite easily as we're navigating through our days, ask yourself that question and it will put you back into a resourceful state. To be a powerful manifester, you have to have emotional state mastery. It's all about mastering your emotional state. So get into that state. So it's a really, really great question. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed what you wrote down and how you're feeling as a result of that. Okay, and I'm just going to do a little short teaching before we go into the meditation and set you up for the day. Okay, accelerated learning techniques. You are going to be delighted to know that I have created a system, the Manifest Your Abundance system, which is interwoven with accelerated learning techniques. In order to, you might want to write this down, when you learn something new, in order to accelerate the learning process and embed that much more easily, you want to review it, what you learn in an hour, review it in 24 hours, review it in a week, and review it in a month. The good news is I've taken care of that for you, and it is bolted into how I teach. And so just follow my lead and you accelerate your ability to learn much more easily. How cool is that? Okay, so when we look at what's important to us, we're looking at our values. And our values are the key drivers behind our subconscious behaviors, which affect how our results show up. And the reason that you're here is because you want to increase results in your life on some level, whether that be in your health, your relationships, or in your career. Am I right or am I right? So I've got you to look very carefully at your why. And yesterday on day one, very, very succinctly, you got it into one sentence, why you are here doing Manifest Your Abundance, and two reasons why that was important. I then asked you to write that out and post that on the, write that on the front of your journal or on the inside cover. So you might not want to put it on the front because you might not want other people to see what your true heart's desires are. And look, I just wanted to show you, I put mine there. Mine's slightly different because mine says, why have I created Manifest Your Abundance? So yours would need to say, if you haven't already posted it up, why am I participating or why am I doing Manifest Your Abundance? And then the two reasons why it's important, okay? So why that's important, why else that's important. You're looking at your values. When you live your life by your values, when you get really clear about what your values are and you're living your life in alignment with that, it gets really exciting. It gets really exciting, and this is what we are doing. Okay, so if you haven't already written down why you're here, look back on your notes from yesterday morning. It's a little six sentence which says, why are you doing, you've already answered it, why are you doing the Manifest Your Abundance program, and why is that important, and why is that important? Write it down, stick it in the front cover. The reason I would like you to put it in the front of your journal is because when things get tough and our doubts come in and we think, oh, and we step back from moving forward, it's really, really important to look at why you were doing this right at the beginning, because that will give you, it's like fuel. It will refuel you, it will reignite you with why it's so important. I would like you to look at that every morning before we start, okay? It's really important that that just becomes your mantra. This is why you're doing it. This is why you're doing it. This is why it's important. And it will just integrate and become a part of you. Okay, so this is your 24-hour review, by the way. Okay, so let's have a look. What else? I have actually written some notes. I think that's it. All right, so, right, we're going to jump in now. So we're going to go into the meditative practice and something really cool is going to happen. So the first thing I'd like you to do is, again, make sure you're sitting really comfortably. Feel the connection between your sitting bones and your chair, the floor, whatever you're sitting on. And just really feel into that, feeling grounded. Gently close your eyes, tongue to roof of mouth. Tuck your chin gently, feeling a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. And breathe. Feel your breath touching the end of your nostrils. Feel your breath touching the back of your throat. Allow your in-breath to be tender and your out-breath to be long and smooth. Take your awareness to your heart and smile. Okay, so just connecting in with yourself. And ask yourself this simple question. How are you feeling right now? Trust the answer that comes to you. Write your answer down. Keep it brief. One, two, or three words maximum. Label it, feel now. And then bring yourself back to your heart, close your eyes. Keep breathing gently, feeling your breath on the end of your nose. Okay. So how would you like to feel by the end of our half an hour together this morning? How would you like to feel at the end of our half an hour together this morning? Trust the answer that unfolds and write it down. Keep breathing, smiling. Close your eyes once you've written your answer down. Take your awareness to your heart. Okay, so now I want you to imagine that our half an hour is finished. You've logged off. How will you know that you got what you came for this morning? How will you know that you're feeling the way that you'd like to feel at the end of this practice? What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you're feeling that way? Trust the answer that comes to you now. How will you know that you got what you came for this morning? Write your answer down. Gently open your eyes. Okay, everything that we do is to feel a certain way. Write that down. Everything that we do is to feel a certain way. You're here for a reason, to learn how to be a powerful manifester in your health, relationships, and your career. Everything that I learn is I teach you is transferable across all of those areas of your life. We are holistic. This is really good. This is really, really cool. So remember this. You won't need to remember it. You'll just learn it easily. When we change a result, when something shifts in one area of our life, it can automatically change what's happening in the other houses and the other areas of our life too. So that is something that will just gently be happening in the background, okay? So again, you don't need to know how it happens. How I teach you, you will be having experiences and I will be teaching you everything that you need to know. So just be with this process and this practice and you will get the results. All you have to do is show up, follow my lead. Okay, take a look at how you want to feel at the end of this practice and circle it. So you've just written that down, haven't you? How do you want to feel at the end of this practice? Okay, so now write this linguistics formula down. It's absolutely brilliant. You will love it. We did it yesterday and you're going to be using it every day. Write it down. How can I create, have, or be more ... in my life right now and have fun with it? How can I create, have, or be more in my life right now and have fun with it? Draw a little smiley face at the end or a little sunshine. Okay, in the ... bit, that's your blank. Put in, write in your word in terms of the feeling that you would like to feel. Okay. And then choose whether it's create, have, or be. The word that comes before it will depend on what feeling you've put in there. So I've chosen peaceful. How can I be more peaceful in my life right now and have fun with it? So just choose the word create, have, or be, whichever one fits best for the word that you've chosen. Okay, so just look at what you've written. How can I create, have, or be more, say your word, in my life right now and have fun with it? And write down 3 bullet points that answer that question. That linguistics formula is going to be one of your tools to becoming a powerful manifester. You will learn it off by heart. It's okay, we'll just include it every day. It's going to be easy to learn it. Okay, we're going to do a quick heart meditation. You're going to get really good at this. So just gently putting your pen down, let go of your journal. We're going to go into your heart. So gently close your eyes, tongue to roof of mouth. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Breathe, tender breath in. Long and smooth out. Take your awareness to your heart. Again, think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Send this energy down, all the way down through your body, down through your legs, out through your soles of your feet, down into the ground, going deeper and deeper. Move your energy through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. going deeper into the core of the earth. You'll find the most beautiful rose quartz crystal. It's pink. Wrap your energy around this crystal now. This is the energy of Mother Earth, forever supportive, grounding, safe, kind, generous of spirit, gentle, strong, faithful. Merge your energy with this energy, that's right, and gently draw this up through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Draw this up through the soles of your feet, up through your legs, up your spine, and through your organs into your heart. Keep smiling. Magnify this energy by 1,000-fold. Send this energy up through the top of your head, out into the universe, where you connect with the most beautiful white light. There is no end to it. Imagine that you are connecting with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. You are connecting with their wisdom, their love, their faith, their joy. Imagine that you are connecting with this white, bright light. Imagine that it is source energy, the energy of the Father. It's a masculine energy which is faithful, determined, courageous, effervescent, heart-centered, loving, generous. Merge your energy with this energy and draw it back, all the way back down through the universe, through the clouds, through the ceiling, down through the top of your head. You can tap into as much of this as you like. Draw this brilliant white cosmic diamond light in through the top of your head. Allow it to permeate through all of your cells, molecules, and electrons. As each cell lights up, imagine the next cell lighting up next to it like the lights on a Christmas tree. Draw this energy gently around your body with your breath. Send it to your fingers. Send it to your toes. Send it to your nose. Bring your awareness back into your heart and keep smiling. Use your breath as your tool to move this energy gently around your body. Each cell gently waking up like a flower on a beautiful sunny morning, waking up and receiving that beautiful energy, that life force from the sun that comes up every day. Keep breathing. And if you hear any sounds in the background of my recording or in your background, just allow those sounds to move past you as you stay focused on your breath. Feeling your breath touching the end of your nose, moving gently through your nostrils, touching the back of your throat. And I know you're thinking certain things, and it's a good thing to be thinking those things. Because just think about it. You're here listening to the sound of my voice as one who knows that it's time to be free of everything that has been holding you back, to be free of any shame or guilt, of any worry or doubts, because there is a deep knowing that's driving you forward, that brought you to this now moment, which is why you're here listening to me, listening and breathing, and learning when you don't even know you're learning, because that's the best way to learn, isn't it? When you don't even know you're learning. That's right. Just breathe, because it's good to breathe, isn't it? Take your awareness to your heart. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. What in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Allow the awareness to come to you now. What in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Breathe, smile, tongue to roof of mouth. Write down your answer succinctly. Place your pen down, close your eyes, tongue to roof of mouth, smile. Relax your eyes, your ears, your chin, your shoulders. Breathe. Feel your sitting bones connected with the floor or your chair. What else in this now moment do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for? Write your answer down. Don't think about it, just write it down. Let your pen do the talking. What else in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Write your answer down. Let your pen do the talking. Gently close your eyes. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Breathe. And imagine this feeling had a colour. Send it around your body. And if this feeling had a sound, what would it be? Send that around your body. So in a moment, just start wiggling your fingers and your toes. Gently come back into the room. Okay, with your eyes open, just drop your energy into your heart and just feel that resonance in your heart now. Consciously soften that area and imagine there's a beautiful sunshine in there. And imagine it's like a sunshiny morning inside your heart. Feel the breath moving in through your nostrils with your eyes open. Gentle smile on your face. Relax your eyes. Soften your jawline. Relax your shoulders. Relax your tummy and hips. And feel your sitting bones on the floor. Okay, so just write down, how are you feeling right now? Okay, just check back. Look at what you wrote down in terms of how you wanted to feel at the end of this practice. Have you met your intention, or is your intention in process? And I have one little task for you, which you're gonna love, which I'd like you to do right now as soon as we close down. And that is this. Please write these words out. You're gonna love this. Ready? I am 100% committed to showing up for myself every day so that I can learn how to be a powerful manifester in the easiest possible way. And then I want you to sign your name and date it. So I'll just say that one more time. It actually rhymes. I am 100% committed to showing up for myself every day so that I can learn how to be a powerful manifester in the easiest possible way. Sign it, date it, and I would like you to write that. So if you haven't already written down your why you're participating in the, why you're doing the Manifest Your Abundance and why that's important and why else that's important, make sure you stick that in your journal. Do it now while it's in your mind, certainly before we do practice tonight, and then write down right underneath it your commitment to yourself, which is, I am 100% committed to showing up for myself every day so that I can learn how to be a powerful manifester in the easiest possible way. Sign it and date it. Write that at the front of your journal. You are becoming extremely accountable to yourself. You're going to learn more about accountability as this week goes on and how important it is. So have an amazing day. How are you feeling right now? Did you meet your intention in terms of how you wanted to feel by the end of this practice today? So write intention met or intention in process. Have an amazing day. I will see you later on this evening. Namaste.